Welcome to Twat Tech Radio. Today's podcast was recorded on October 9th, 2006. What's going on, everyone? My name is Silver, and today we're going to talk about egg drops. I have recently installed an egg drop on my network and thought this would be a great topic to discuss. Egg drop is a well-known popular IRC bot. It was written in December of 1993 by Robert Poynter and Jamie Rishaw. Most of us who use IRC have seen an egg drop in some way, shape, or form. IRC cops, or IRC operators, use bots such as the popular NICServe and ChannelServe for maintaining NICs and channels on the IRC networks. These bots are also egg drops. Egg drops can be used to secure and moderate a channel, file serving, channel stats, and just about anything else you tell it to do. Egg drop is only available for Unix-based operating systems. There is a port of egg drop for Windows called WinDrop, which requires Sigwin. There is very little difference in the way the two operate. Eggdrop is written in the C programming language and features an interface for scripts that allow the user to enhance the functionality of the bot. The language used in the script interface is called Tickle, or more commonly known as TCL. TCL stands for Tool Command Language. Tickle is a powerful scripting language that's easy to learn and maintain. Everything is a command that can be redefined and overwritten. The TCL language has always supported extension packages which provide additional functionality, such as terminal-based application automation, database access, and much more. For more information on Tickle, please refer to the main developer's website, which can be found at www.tcl.tk. Compiling eggdrop isn't all that difficult. The longest part of the entire process is editing the config file. Just about everything has to be changed in order to get your bot to successfully connect and function properly. There are two main lines that must be deleted in order for your bot to work. These lines are hidden within the config file, and unless you have worked with eggdrop before, you wouldn't know where to look for these two lines. I strongly recommend using Contrab to automatically check to see if your eggdrop process has been killed for some reason. This happens from time to time, mainly because of a shell reboot or someone manually killed the process. Documentation on compiling, installing, and setting up eggdrop can be found at egghead.org, egghelp.org, egginfo.org, as well as Google. After installing your eggdrop, you want to make sure you are able to use either Telnet or DCC chat to connect to the bot. You are going to want to say hello to your new bot as soon as possible. The first person to greet the bot is going to have full control over it. If you have any problems connecting to your bot, possible reasons may include a firewall or router, so I would check these first. There are hundreds and thousands of resources and documentation available for eggdrop, so just search Google and ask someone in one of the many eggdrop help channels which can be found on the Big Four. That concludes today's podcast, brought to you from the people at twattech.org. Peace.